Good morning. Greetings to each one this morning. It's good to see you all here. As we were singing, my attention was drawn to the one song that we sang. The first line, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. That spoke to me of his faithfulness, and that's what I'm going to be talking about a little bit this morning, is his faithfulness. What drew me to this subject was I was sitting in the tree stand last couple mornings and just reminded of his faithfulness as the sun came up each morning, and just the reminder that his faithfulness is present everywhere. Everywhere we look, his faithfulness shines out. Has someone let you down? Maybe a broken promise, or someone has walked away. God is not like that. Turn to Lamentations 3. Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 24. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Title for this morning is Great is thy faithfulness. In contrast to many people that can turn us down or break promises, God never fails. He's always dependable. He's always consistent. And he is always true to his word. Turn to Numbers 23. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So God never lies. Faithfulness is his very nature. Turn to Deuteronomy 7. Verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. The faithful God. A few ways we see his faithfulness. I had mentioned the sunrise that comes up every morning. We don't have to worry about it not coming up. Another one is changing seasons, and we're entering another season of life right now. Genesis 8 talks about that a little bit. couple verses in chapter 8 and chapter 9. This is when God was giving his promise after Noah had come off the ark. Chapter 8, verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And then chapter 9. Starting in verse 13, this is when he had given the rainbow as a token of his promise. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. So the rainbow is a promise of his faithfulness, a token of his faithfulness. A couple examples of God's faithfulness. I thought of Abraham and Sarah. And God had promised them a son. And in some ways to them it didn't seem like it was going to happen, but eventually God fulfilled his promise and was faithful to them. Another example was the Israelites going through the wilderness. Even though they had failures, God remembered to be faithful in leading them into the promised land. How should we respond to his faithfulness? I thought of a few things. First one I thought of is trust in him, even when we don't understand. Keep trusting, because he is faithful. Another one is be faithful in return to his faithfulness. In prayer, obedience, and love. Another one was encourage others with stories of how God was faithful to you. That can be another way to respond to God's faithfulness. In closing, I would like to read the words to a very familiar song that we know. 155, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord, we come to you this morning. Thank you for your faithfulness to us. Thank you for this day we can gather together and look at your word. Pray that you would help us to be faithful to you and trust in you whatever comes our way. Pray you'd just bless the remainder of this service in Jesus' name.